In this bulletin, asylum-seeking Saudi woman arrives in Canada. Explosion in Paris kills 3 and injures almost 50 people. And in cricket, Australia off to a good start against India in the ODI series. With the latest news, I am Joy Joshi and this is SBS News. The Saudi woman who fled her country where she says her family abused her has arrived safely in Canada after being granted asylum by the North American nation. Rahaf Mohammed Al-Qanoun barricaded herself in a Bangkok airport hotel room last week to resist being sent back to Saudi Arabia. Ms. Qanoun was welcomed by Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland at Toronto's Pearson International Airport. Ms. Freeland has told reporters the 18-year-old is what she says a very brave new Canadian.
It was a pleasure for me this morning to welcome to her new home a very brave new Canadian, Rahaf Al-Qanoun. It was Rahaf's choice to come out and say hello to Canadians. She wanted Canadians to see that she's here, that she's well, and that she's very, very happy to be in her new home.
Ms. Qanoun's case had also been referred to Australia for consideration by the United Nations. While the government says it moved quickly to process her case, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says Australia acted too slowly.
Canada showed Australia up. Justin Trudeau showed leadership and showed up Scott Morrison. He did what Scott Morrison and Australia should have done.
The federal government has revised the citizenship code, forcing every council to hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the new code will not be enforced until 2020 and the government would protect Australia's National Day and ensure it is protected. Under the changes, citizenship ceremonies will also be held on Australian Citizenship Day, which is September 17. Participants will be required to follow a strict dress code. A young woman has died from a suspected drug overdose after attending a music festival in Sydney's West. The 19-year-old girl was rushed from the FOMO festival in Parramatta to nearby Westmead Hospital last night, where she later died. Police searched 146 people at the event and found 54 people in possession of drugs. This comes after the government called on festival goers to take care with party drugs over this weekend. It stands as the 5th drug-related death at a festival in the past 6 months. Some residents of the new Sydney Olympic Park Tower are worried about moving back to the building after it was cleared for reoccupying. Residents were asked to evacuate Sydney's Opal Tower after cracks were found in it on Christmas Eve. In a fiery meeting on Saturday, the owners demanded answers about the building's safety from the builder Icon before they started returning. One resident who attended the meeting says they haven't received any written approval and says it's not officially safe to move back in. Despite Icon giving the all clear, the building's strata community has urged residents not to move back in until all experts looking into the Opal issues state in writing that it is safe to do so. At least 3 people have been killed and many severely injured in an explosion at a bakery in central Paris. French authorities say 2 firefighters have been killed and 47 people injured in the powerful explosion and fire caused by a gas leak. The massive blast rocked buildings hundreds of meters away and blew out the entire ground floor of a building in the Grands Boulevard's Central Paris shopping district. And in cricket, world champions Australia have started 2019 in perfect fashion after winning the first one-day international against India. The Aussies won by 34 runs at the Sydney Cricket Ground, where they recently lost their first home test series to India. Australian paceman Jai Richardson took 4 for 26 and resisted India from reaching a competitive total of 288 runs set by Australia. Richardson says the team had prepared well for the Indians.
Yes, it's good to put a personal performance on the board, but I'm really excited in the way that Australian cricket's heading. The way we prepared for this game, the way that we did our research on the players, everything leading up to this game, I felt was absolutely perfect, and obviously the result tonight was ideal.
And now look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny at 29. In Adelaide, sunny but at 34 degrees. In Melbourne, much the same but at 30 degrees. In Hobart, mostly sunny at 25. Canberra, similar conditions but at 31. Wollongong, cloudy at 25. Sydney, cloudy at 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny at 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy at 32. Cairns, a shower or two at 32. Darwin, showers, a storm likely at 30 degrees. Joy Joshi, SBS News.